This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well, 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 the show brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council every Tuesday from midday or just after the news anyway. My name's Tex and I'm here today with my co-hosts Adam and Carlos. We need to thank Steve for the news and the gorgeous Gazman for the morning show. Good afternoon, Adam and Carlos. How are you? How are you going?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thank you, Tex.
Very well.
Yes. Indeed, great.
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
Look, I just want to start off today by saying thank you to everyone who was at Pride March on Sunday. We had a huge gang of people at the Victorian AIDS Council's entry into Pride March, and Joy were in front of us, and I could see there were literally hundreds of people in the Joy contingent. And this is, of course, the last week of the Midsummer Festival. So if, like me, you've been busy doing stuff, this is the week you can do Midsummer things.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, here at Well, 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 we talk about sex, health and well-being and other issues related to the LGBTI community.
Today we have a fantastic show.
Ooh, what is on the show today?
Well, we've got two topics. We've got two guests, he says, holding up four fingers. First, we have Graham Willett from the Lesbian and Gay Archives. He's going to be talking about an exhibition that's running at the moment, but soon to end. And then later on, we have Brandy Ford coming in, talking about the show, P.S. dot, 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 I'm Fabulous.
Very interesting indeed. But, Adam, if people wants to actually question and participate on the conversation that we're going to be having on air, how can they do?
What a great question, Naughty Bear. What
I know.
Very great question. So many ways. So you can like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wellwellwell, or you can call 1300-JOY-949 or send us an email to onair@joy.org.au. And obviously you can just do the old SMS 0427-JOY-949, which we get directly here in the studio. And you can even tweet us, if you like, with the with the Twitter handle, WellWellWellJoy.
Oh, indeed. So there's a plethora of ways.
Oh, my God. You love that word.
I do love that word. And as you said, there are many ways. I thought I'd add in the word plethora. We have a song coming up, Adam and Carlos.
We do indeed. And one of my favourite songs from the
90s. Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I actually looked at it and saw Backstreet Boys, and I thought, Backstreet older men, by now they must be. The song's called Everybody, and then in brackets, Backstreet's Back. So I'm sure that somehow resonates through the song.
It certainly does.
This is Well, 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 and you're here, of course, on Joy 94.9. Everybody!
And this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And that was Backstreet Boys. I just had to chip in and say we were all bopping along because I absolutely love that song.
And I actually knew the song, but I'm pretty certain it's a really, really old song that someone else has done before.
And you were singing as well.
No, it's not. But look, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I thought I'd just share that with people.
Thanks,
Tom. A little behind the scenes.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today as our first guest we have Graham Willett from the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives. Graham, welcome to Well, Well, Well this afternoon.
Thank you.
Really nice to have you with us. Graham, what do you do outside of the archives, and then how long have you been involved with the archives themselves?
So I got involved with the archives in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I was working on a PhD on the history of gay and lesbian activism in Australia. And you can't do it without the archives, basically. As well as using the collection, I then felt kind of obliged to volunteer for it. I should put something back in. And back in those days, the slightest flicker of interest and you were dragged onto the committee. So I've been on the committee for the best part of 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens, yeah.
I know. Yeah, anyway. That keeps me busy with the archives. We have open days during the week where people can come along. Other than that, well, I'm currently either retired or retrenched, depending on who I talk to. Melbourne Uni decided they didn't need Australian studies, so they gave me a great big bucket of money to go away with.
Oh, that was nice of them.
It was nice of them. It's nice of the unions, actually, to get it out of them. But.
And so exactly what purpose do the archives serve? Obviously because you're going to have so much information and whatnot. So is there a specific aim or a specific type of history that you're trying to capture, or you're just trying to capture everything that you can get your hands on because nothing is more important than the next?
Yeah, you never know what's going to be important. So we have we specialise in Australia. So at some point before I got involved, it was a decision not to go on collecting international stuff, which was a really good decision, actually.
You'd have to build out, you know, Melbourne Park Arena or something like that to store everything, I assume.
Plus, nobody can do it.
Yes.
It's now so big that it's impossible to capture even good samples of everything. So that's our only real limit. And then, you know, it started off as gay archives, then it was lesbian, gay, and now, of course, we just include all of the communities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, intersex, transgender, solidarity groups, you know, kind of queers in support of reconciliation and so on.
Well, just out of interest, is there anything specifically that you've come across that you said that is probably my favourite piece of archival material?
Yep.
Okay. That was a pretty family
Yes. Because it is my favourite piece. It's a little handwritten poetry book that somebody found in a, you know, secondhand junk shop, and it's addressed from one man to another man. And it's inscribed from my friend from his friend, which is classic early 20th century gay code.
Yep.
So it's from the early 1920s. It's
Wow.
been posted through the mail. It's got, you know, an envelope and a stamp on the front to a man in Lake's Entrance. And the poems are of various kinds. There's humorous poems. There's war poems. Clearly the author went off to World War One, probably in the English British Army. But there's also love poems. And in these love poems, it's always a matter of, you know, love is a male.
Yeah.
Love comes to me in the night, he, blah, blah, blah. So it's not explicit, but it's hard to see what else it could possibly be.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Graham, age-old question. Why is history important? Now, someone once said history is bunk. History doesn't matter. Why does history matter, though?
I have always run the line that I would do it because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would do it even if I didn't get paid for it, which, as it turns out, is now the situation.
yep.
And that I would do it even if it wasn't important. But, in fact, I think it is. And the more I think about it, there was recently somebody talking in quite a different context about how we have to know the past so that we know what's possible. And for us, that can be what's possible in terms of how bad things can be. But over the last 40 years, we've made the most extraordinary changes in the position, the status of lesbian, gay and other people in our society. And I think unless we understand that how we did that, how we got from there to this, we don't really know how we're going to get from this to even better. So for me, that's the purpose of it, to kind of illuminate what worked and what didn't in terms of progressing our issues.
And as the archives are actually based in the building of the Victorian AIDS Council, we get to see all the different sorts of people that come in, and lots of different people do come in. What sort of things do they come in for, though?
So there are lots of people who come in for research. So we've got a lot of uni students doing, you know, particular projects from around the country, occasionally from overseas. We also have volunteers who are working on, usually on a project of their own choice. So some people are indexing, a woman is indexing kind of lesbian newsletters, magazines. Somebody else works on the website for us. Other people are transcribing interviews. There's a whole lot of putting stuff in order because, you know, we get a lot of stuff in boxes that has to be sorted out. So there's lots of different kind of projects that people have. And we do attract all sorts of people, young, old, men, women, transgender.
Fantastic. Well, we have another song coming up. This one, it's Stupid Mistake, which we hope the archives never make. It's by Darren Hayes, who I have heard of. And
Okay. Well, there's a start. I like that.
And right now, you are listening to us, and we are Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. If you've just joined us, we're chatting with Graham Willett from the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives.
Graham, I believe you have a current exhibition taking place. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Where is it?
Yep. So it's on at the City Library, which is not the State Library. It's the little one on Flinders Lane, where they have a really nice exhibition space. It is about the first two or three years of gay liberation in Melbourne, for the most part. Includes photos, posters, newspapers, all the kind of usual things that you might expect, except most of these photos have never been seen before. One of the two curators, Ange Bailey and Nick Henderson, have been out and about and really found some amazing stuff, you know, in people's photo albums and tucked away under the stairs and so on. So some of this stuff has never been seen before and is now coming into the archives collection. And it really gives you a wonderful flavour of what those first few really exuberant years of gay liberation were like.
Hmm. Now, are there any notable features of the exhibition that you've come across and thought, oh, this is an absolute gem, or is it just full of gems? I'm really interested that you say that it's stuff that hasn't been seen before, because that's really important.
Yep. I mean, of course, when I say stuff that hasn't been seen before, most people won't have seen any of it.
Right.
That's because I do the research. I think, oh, I love that poster, or, you know, there's a great headline that I remember. But there are things that I hadn't seen, like minute books and so on. So in the 1972 demo, for example, in Melbourne, a group of people marched, you know, the demo marched through the streets. And
yep.
A group of people darted off into Myers, and men were trying the makeup, and same-sex couples were testing the beds. I always thought this was a kind of spontaneous moment, but there in the minutes book it says, one of the things we should think about doing is, you know, so it was right. Really well organised. Yep. And that gives you an insight into the way that it worked as well, I think.
Now, you've mentioned that this exhibition is in the City Library, and when you said City Library, of course, that's not the big library. This is the one in Flinders Lane. Yep. I did an aha moment in my brain and thought, oh, right, so don't go to the main library, Tex. Go to... Now, where is it in Flinders Lane?
Between Swanson and Elizabeth. So it's where the CAE library... it's where the City Library is, where the CAE used to be and still is. Because you should go to the State Library as well. They've got a wonderful exhibition on Bohemia in Melbourne, which goes all the way back and includes a little sort of alcove full of archive stuff, you know, Val Eastwood and Vinnie Stevens and so on. So there's plenty to do, quite apart from Midsummer.
Oh, so, you know, in addition to all of the other productions that people are going to be seeing, different exhibitions people are going to be seeing. Now, you mentioned before that you have a website. Is the website a reproduction of everything in the archives, or is it selected bits out of the archives, or how is the website being put together? Does it mean that everything's being digitalised?
Yeah, no. I mean, I cannot tell you how much stuff we've got, most of which will only be digitised when, I don't know, they shut down the army and pull all those people to useful work or something.
Right.
It's a huge task. And it has to be done manually. You know, maybe in 20 or 30 or 40 years' time there'll be, you know, robots to do it. So what we've mostly used the website for is to give people a feel for what we've got. There's no substitute, though, for coming in. We can help out with people interstate and so on, but really, if you want to look at gay newspapers any time since 1969, you're really going to have to come and see them.
And is that when gay newspapers started?
Yeah, the first one we've got is the newsletter of the Daughters of Bilitis, which was a lesbian organisation founded here in Melbourne. And then we've got pretty much every issue of every paper produced by the gay and lesbian community up to and including this week.
Oh, indeed.
They That's a coming. Significant amount of collection.
It's the jewel in the crown, really. It takes up a lot of space. We're very grateful to the VAC for giving us that space, because that would be the killer if you had to pay for it.
Mm. And so how can people who are interested in either maybe volunteering or coming along and seeing or getting involved with and maybe trying to get a little bit more information, maybe about the exhibition itself or about archives, how can they sort of get in contact with you guys?
So the website is the best way to do it. We, because we're an entirely volunteer organisation, but we've got quite a lot of volunteers, and what some of us do is sort of on duty on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there's usually somebody there, but you always have to make an appointment just in case. You know, if I have to go away for the weekend, then we're not open on Friday.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we've got too many people and we try to juggle them. So volunteering or just looking around or doing research, start with the website, get in touch, we'll get back to you and organise a time.
And the website is?
www.alga.org.au.
And that's A-L-G-A.
That's it.
.org.au. Graeme, it's been great to have you come into the studio and talk about the exhibition, but talk more broadly about the importance of history and of our history. I imagine there's a heck of a lot of joy stuff in there as well.
Yes, always more to come, but because people keep doing stuff. The archives never gets any smaller. It only gets bigger, and that's a good thing.
That's fantastic. Thank you for coming in. And I recommend to everybody get along to that exhibition. Well, we didn't say what the exhibition's called.
It's called Out of the Closets and Into the Streets, and it finishes on the 8th. So you probably get your act together.
Indeed.
And get in there. It's been one of their most popular ever, we're told.
Oh, good.
I'm not surprised, but I'm very pleased.
Fantastic.
We will be listening to another song soon. We're going to hear some important messages, and we always do recommend that you listen to who those messages are for and support the people that support Joy. And you can support Joy, of course, by becoming a member as well. The song we're going to listen to soon is Shoot the Dog by the gorgeous George Michael.
What a horrible title.
Well, let's hear what the song's all about.
That is true.
Shooting the dog might be shooting depression.
True.
Or it could be shooting the mongrel dog. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And, of course, that was the ever gorgeous George Michael with Shoot the Dog. We're not quite sure if it was shooting depression, if it was about sex or about shooting a dog. But I'm sure you picked it up from the lyrics. Joining us now in the studio is Brendy Ford and Jessica, or Jess, to the company here assembled. And they're here to talk about the 2015 production of P.S. I'm Fabulous.
Well said.
And that silence there was P.S. dot, 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 I'm Fabulous. Brendy, welcome. Thank Jess,
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here. Can you share a little bit about yourselves, perhaps, and about your interest in theatre? Why theatre?
Do you want to go first,
why not theatre is the true question. I've been performing. I've been a dancer and a singer since I was 5. Mm-hmm. So, I just love getting up on stage, having a few glittery costumes. And, of course, you know, the after party is always fun. this show is amazing and so much fun to be a part of. So when I found out that we were doing season 2, I put my hand up straight away and said, I need to be in this show. So that's how it happened for me.
I'm Brendy.
Yeah, so I actually started training quite late. I started dancing when I was 20. And it was just, I started taking up dance just as a hobby. And then the theatre bug grew inside of me. It's just become sort of a passion. I went off and trained, and then I got cast in my first musical after that in 2012. And then I also, after that, choreographed for Peking Duck and then decided to then put on my own show. So it's just been this sort of bit of a whirlwind. But P.S. I'm Fabulous, it's just a simple, fun show, 1-hour show about my 5 favourite ladies at the stage and how they've helped me with my love for performance. It's a celebration of those women and, you know, comedic, fun show with a lot of high-energy dance numbers. And you generally don't have to like theatre or know about these women to come sit, enjoy, dance, sing along with the cast.
So what can we expect from P.S. I'm Fabulous?
Fabulous.
Glitter in show form. Yeah. Is one how I describe it.
As a friend said to me, probably the second campus thing to Midsummer. it's a lot of fun. Expect to have a good laugh, a lot of high-energy dance numbers, celebration of 5 fabulous women. It's an all-female ensemble and cast this time round compared to last time. It's a bigger cast. There's new dance numbers in there, a few new songs. It's more polished.
So if you've seen the show before, it's worth coming again because there's a totally different dynamic with the cast. And even if you're seeing some of the numbers that were in the original show, they feel totally different because the cast is completely different.
Yes,
as well.
Exactly.
So. Now, I'm really interested. How did the name come about? I mean, there has to be a reason that P.S. dot, 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 I'm Fabulous or I'm Fabulous or however you choose to say it. So how did the name come about?
So I wrote the show back in December 2013. Mm-hmm. It sort of took me a week or two to sort of put down the ideas, and then I got the cast, and then I worked out everything, and then the title was the last thing that came to me. And it was only because I was at the Railway Hotel in Windsor chatting to some guy on a Sunday afternoon, and I said to him that I was going to go get a drink, and as I was walking away, he said some smart-ass comment, and I just looked over my shoulder. I was like, P.S., I'm Fabulous, and then I just didn't return.
Now, the show actually premiered on July 2014, correct?
Yes. Yeah,
and
one night
you're
show.
Bringing it back. I imagine it was a success. And
yeah, so it sold out 2 months before it actually showed the first time. So to a, yeah, I felt like Madonna.
Oh my god, ridiculous!
So that was really, really exciting. So then Gasworks jumped on board and said, "Right, we want to bring this back for Midsummer." So it was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really exciting. So now we're doing three nights, but opening and closing have both sold out for this Thursday and Saturday. So it's just Friday that it's only got about, I think, 30 or so tickets left.
Okay. Now, while we're talking, I do have to say that on that Thursday night, the night yet to sell out.
Friday night.
No. Yeah.
Friday night.
Friday night.
Oh, sorry, Thursday is the opening night.
Thursday's yeah. opening, Saturday's closing.
Well, part of that opening night then of PS I'm Fabulous, we have a double pass to give away. So you can join the audience. I'm looking at you, Brendy, but I'm not. You're going to be there anyway. I'm looking out into the stratosphere, into radio land, and I'm saying to our gorgeous audience that you could be the winner of this fantastic pass to see PS I'm Fabulous. Thursday, the 5th of Feb. It starts at 8 p.m. It's at, of course, at Gasworks Arts Park, home of theatre, 21 Graham Street in Albert Park. And as you've already said, you can discover how five iconic women from the entertainment industry helped shape the life of a young Melburnian in a new stage. And we do need to say thanks to Gasworks. You need not to have won a prize in the last 2 weeks. Now, to win a prize, all you have to do is call into the station, 1300 JOY 949. We have someone ready to take your name and your membership number. Of course, you must be a member of JOY 94.9 to win this competition. And as soon as we have that person's name, we'll be announcing it here live on air, and you will be the person enjoying the fabulous opening night of PS I'm Fabulous. We have to go to some messages, I think, Adam, don't we? Indeed, we do need to go to some gorgeous messages. And as I always say to you, listen to the messages and support the people who support Joy, because they help to keep us on air, just like memberships help to keep us on air. So if you're not a member, become a member of Joy 94.9. You can go to the website joy.org.au and you can even become a member online wherever you are listening in the world, because Joy is for the world. This is a Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
And I'll just do a quick correction. I was saying book at Joy 94.9. Of course, I should have said book now at joy.org.au.
Now, we're having a chat. Yes, we're having a chat on studio with Brendy Ford. We're talking about P.S. I Am Fabulous.
You are, Carlos. You are.
Now, no two shows are ever the same. How is this possible?
So it's possible in the sense that my banter that I do between each woman that I tribute. So the women that we tribute each night are the same, and the dance numbers that we do are the same. But my banter is very much improvisation as such with the audience. So I have my stories set, but one night I may be bantering with the audience about something, and then the next night it may be going in a completely different direction.
And believe me, having done Taste of Radio with you, I know you can banter.
She likes to talk.
Is there a general story behind the show, just a general storyline that you can share that is not going to spoil a performance?
Yeah, the general storyline is pretty much, it's my dedication to the five women and mm-hmm. how they've tributed to my life. So I will go into talking about the five women and their lives sort of in the entertainment industry, and then how they've impacted me, and I relate it to stories of, you know, growing up and whatnot. It's not really a coming out story, because when I came out of my mother's hoo-ha, that's pretty much when I came out of the closet.
And so who are the five women, if we can ask, or is that actually something you keep a little bit secret?
Oh. That's revealed on the night. Ooh. We have, yeah, there's five
secret. So there's the element of surprise.
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge surprise. Mm. So the audience, each night the audience comes, they jump on that journey of who is the next woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, The Price is Right, just unveiling the surprise.
Each show curtain. Exactly. Fabulous. Fabulous just keeps on slipping into the conversation. Now, I believe there's a donation to the Victorian AIDS Council that's part of the show. How can people going to the show at the theatre support the Victorian AIDS Council at the same time?
So all they'll need to do is just buy one of the gift bags that are sold on the night. They're being sold for $2, mm-hmm. and there's a show program, a Pearson Fabulous yep. show program in the bag, as well as some gifts from the Victorian AIDS Council and a few of the other companies that have jumped on board. And yeah, that's how they can support, because that $2 from every bag is donated straight to the Victorian AIDS Council.
And only $2 for the bag with all those extra
correct.
Goodies.
Yes, oh. yes, I'm going cheap.
So the price, the donation is fabulous, and the bags, I'm guessing they're fabulous as well.
Yes.
So details, where can we get these fabulous bags?
At the show.
Where is the show?
So the show's at Gasworks Arts Park in yeah. Port Melbourne, and it's running from Thursday to Saturday, 5th to 7th of Feb. Generally, Thursday and Saturday have sold out, so mm-hmm. let's jump on the Friday night show. There's 7 o'clock shows, and you can buy tickets at either midsummer.org.au or straight on the Gasworks website, which is gasworks.org.au as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Jess and Brendy, it's been fantastic. Just say fantastic say and not fabulous.
I wonder if anyone's been counting how many times we've said fabulous in this interview.
Should have had that as the prize. Ring up with the number of times we've said fabulous. We have yet to hear who is the prize winner, but we will be announcing that after the next track. But I'd like to thank you both for coming in.
Pleasure.
I'd say best wishes, but as the first and the last nights have already sold out and it's only the middle night to go, I'd say it's going to sell out as well.
Fingers crossed.
Especially as you sold out everything. In last year, 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I had to be an usher just to come see the show.
Right.
She had to work the show just to see it.
Well, it sounds really fantastic. Good luck with this performance.
Thank you.
And whatever the next performance happens to be, have you started writing something new?
I've got a couple of ideas up my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
not
we'll
revealing
be,
anything.
There's a good chance that we'll be having you back in the studio talking about something in a year.
Hopefully.
Or yes, maybe please. Less to come.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. Listen to this space in the air, in the stratosphere. It's been great to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we have another track coming up. This one's called Alive. I'm guessing very much as the show would be, very much alive. And it's by Empire of the Sun, who I'd never heard about, but Carlos, had you heard of?
Sure, yes.
You know of them?
No.
This is Well, Well, Well. I rest my case on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you are with Adam, Carlos, and myself, Tex. And we've had a winner for the competition, which was two tickets to Thursday night's performance of PS and Fabulous.
Did you like that?
You found the applause button, I see.
I did.
So Boyd from South Melbourne, who has won the double pass to see PS, I'm Fabulous. Just have to emphasise it's at Gasworks and it starts at 7 p.m. All the performances, including the sold out first night, the second night, and the sold out third night. So really, people have only got the choice to book tickets
for the Friday show.
And so congratulations, Boyd, and thank you for listening to Well, Well, Well.
And we've also had a message come in, guys.
What's the message say?
Hey, boys, great show. Taking an extended weekend eating fish and chips, listening to Well, 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 but missing Sexy Murray's voice. Okay. Then that's from Sophocles from Oakley.
Sophocles.
Well, thank you, Sophocles.
Thanks.
That's lovely.
Well, Murray's lovely voice.
Hmm.
So I guess one of the things that is kind of new in I guess, Vax realm in terms yep. of what it is that we do, we've actually announced Transformed. It's a new trans and gender diverse therapeutic group program, and it's starting on 15th of April. So, Carlos, what can you tell us about the group in itself?
Well, Transformed is a group for trans and gender diverse people. Partners and are also welcome to the group. It's a free 4 weeks group, and it's for people who want to better manage their mental health, relationship stress, and to get support with alcohol or drug use. Transform will be run by professional and qualified trans and gender diverse facilitators. Those interested on Transform can actually call VAC to book a spot on 03-9865-6700 or to find out more, ask Jeremy Wiggins.
And Jeremy will be able to fill you in about the Transformed group.
Exactly.
Indeed. Now, Carlos, we have something else to talk about today, and that's the Love Positive Women 2015. Well, I love lots of positive women, but what's this Love Positive Women 2015 all about?
Correct. Look, it's a series of Valentine's creating workshops with Morning Tea that Living Positive Victoria and Positive Women Victoria put together.
Mm-hmm.
So the event is created to show solidarity to all women around the world affected by HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information on that event, you can call 9863-8747. It takes place on Saturday, 7th of February.
Which is exactly 7 days before St. Valentine's Day.
There you go.
So get ready to share the love by creating the love that you can then share on Valentine's Day. Are you looking forward to Valentine's Day, Adam?
I'm single, no.
Carlos, are you looking forward to Valentine's Day?
I am so looking forward for Valentine's Day. It's going to be an interesting one because I'm doing FebFast.
Wow.
Oh,
there you
really?
Go.
Yeah. You're doing FebFast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, the alcohol industry will shut down.
Oh, dear, that's shady.
And I'll just say that in my relationship, I'm not looking forward to Valentine's Day because I know he'll forget.
Oh, Harry he might does. Forget.
He doesn't like his name used on air, but...
Harrietta. Sorry.
He forgets every year.
Well, this is Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9, and we're coming up to the end of the show. You've been listening, of course, today with Adam, Carlos, and the lovely Tex. Oh, dear, that's me. Now, I wanted to mention, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Service survey.
Yes. How's it going?
Well, it went spectacularly well with the paper based version of the survey. We got there are about 1,700 filled in at Carnival, Midsummer Carnival.
That's fantastic.
And then in the week following, about another 900 filled in clinics, the Pronto Rapid Testing Clinic, the Positive Living Centre, and then in bars, clubs and sex on premises venues across town.
Mm, well done, boys. So, very good effort.
So you mentioned paper-based.
Indeed. So that leads me on to talking about the online version of the survey, which is online for about another week. So it's an experiment to see which works better, the paper-based or the online. Now, the online is on for 2 weeks, so it's been on all of this week and all of next week. Really easy to find. It's the usual three W's, and then it's GCPS Online. It stands for Gay Community Periodic Survey Online, gcpsonline.net. So if you're a man living in Melbourne, a gay or bisexual man or a trans man living here in Melbourne, and you have regular social connection to Melbourne or even social sexual connection to Melbourne, or you live outside Melbourne but you regularly come to Melbourne for those social and sexual pleasures, then you are eligible to fill in the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey 2015, gcpsonline.net.
Is there anywhere that's still available to fill it out in paper form?
No.
No? Oh, sorry, paper form ran for a couple of weeks. Now they're going, and they're trying the online to see how it goes?
Paper survey ran for a week and a day.
Wow, that's amazing to get all those responses.
The 18th till the 25th. So 18th was Carnival Day, 25th was the following Sunday.
So, and I think just a little bit of a this for the... Just for the volunteers who are actually, you know, they're actually going around recruiting people, and to yourself, Tex.
Thank you for the paid recruiters who did the work, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Tex, can I ask you something? Is it the same, actually, survey that you fill on paper than
yes, the one? Exactly the same. Oh, okay. Everything is exactly the same, and it's completely anonymous. All you need to put in is your age and your postcode. We need to thank Jess and Brendy from PS I'm Fabulous at the Gasworks Theatre, 7 p.m. Thursday and Sunday being sold out, so Friday is the night to be there. Go to Gasworks to get your tickets. Starts at 7 p.m. We'll be back next week with another fantastic show here of Well, Well, Well. Cheers, everybody, and have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.